Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
We'll begin with the Irish Times this morning, which says there's a big increase in legal challenges to planning decisions, where High Court challenges are among the key reasons why large infrastructure projects are taking twice as long and costing twice as much as they did two decades ago. The Department of Public Expenditure and Reform examined the sluggish delivery of critical infrastructure projects in the state, and they reckon that it's because of a sharp increase in judicial review cases in recent years. There's been a 20% increase in court challenges to planning decisions in the first 6 months of this year compared with last year. So that's why everything is taking longer and probably more expensive, is because people are going straight to the courts to complain about these projects. The Irish Independent on the front page says there's a row in government over a report that says major state projects are at risk of not being completed due to capacity constraints in the construction sector. So if it's not people complaining to the courts about the projects, it's then that we don't have capacity in the construction sector to build the projects after people complain. The report warns that this could stall projects outlined in the National Development Plan. And obviously we still have construction workers who are leaving Ireland. Apparently up to 5,000 construction workers a year are leaving Ireland. That's according to this report, but the lobby group, the CIF, has dismissed those claims. Irish Daily Mail on the front page, it's time to rein in quangos. Unelected quangos are undermining democracy, according to James O'Connor. He's a TD, but he's also chair of the Oireachtas Enterprise Committee, and he says the Cabinet is taking a secondary role to planning bodies that have huge influence over Irish life, and he wants emergency legislation to rein in the quangos because they're undermining democracy. Irish Examiner on the front page tells us the government has been urged to remain vigilant and responsive to new drug trends after it banned an addictive cannabis substitute which has been commonly sold in vapes or as edibles. This is HHC, which yesterday has been classified as an illegal drug, and that means that the import and export, production, possession, sale or supply of HHC is now illegal. But addiction experts say that there's going to be new drugs coming in the whole time because there are trends, and where there's a hole in the market, someone else will try and fill that. The tabloids are all going very, very heavy on Kat Deely and Patrick Kilty. The Irish Daily Star, Pat and Kat split, is the headline. The Irish Daily Mirror, there's no one else involved. Late Late Show host and wife Kat announced split after 13 years. And the Irish Sun, Pat and Kat, it's the end. They go for a very young photograph of Pat and Kat, which I'm sure they'll be delighted about because they look very, very young in the picture. But Late Late Show host splits with his wife and pals say they have lived separate lives for months, but there's no third party involved. They only spend time together for the kids, that there was separate lives there essentially for the past few months. They were kind of seen as a rock solid couple. Someone texted me yesterday to say, how can you believe in love when you hear of these two splitting up? But you never know what's going on behind closed doors. But anyway, that's the main story on three of the front pages. Inside the papers then, Times of London has an interesting one if you're a new parent trying to work out what to feed your baby, because one in three baby foods sold in supermarkets are ultra processed, setting children up for a life of obesity. This is a team at the University of Leeds which looked at over 600 baby food products, including products from large brands, leading brands like Heinz, and they found that the ready-made products were often laden with sugar and that 31% were classified as ultra-processed foods, which means that they're laced with multiple ingredients and additives linked to poor health and diseases. And they looked at baby food snacks like Melty Puffs and Sticks, which have grown in popularity in recent years and are said to be low in nutrition, and they also found high levels of sugar in products which were marked as healthy. Because some of these baby products are fruit-based purees, and they say that they're very, very healthy, but they're also high in sugars, which are not broken down when food is broken down, when fruit is broken down. So essentially, they're ultra-processed. So just one to be aware of. I don't know what your options are, but these foods are ultra-processed. Elsewhere, interesting one in the Irish Independent, People Before Profit TD, Paul Murphy, he has objected to an NCT centre in his constituency extending its operating hours. They wanted to open at 7:30 in the morning, but Paul Murphy says that some residents will still be in bed at 7:30 in the morning. Obviously, no one listening to Breakfast Briefing is still in the bed at 7:30 in the morning, but apparently there are people who lie on till that time, and they wanted to extend the opening hours for the NCT Centre on Green Hills Road in Tallaght, and that would mean that they'd open at 7:30 on a Monday morning, and then they'd finish between 11 and 11:30 at night, 3 days a week. And Paul Murphy says that some residents will still be in bed. Some of our residents will still be asleep. The noise is loudest and most disturbing in the upstairs rooms, which is where the bedrooms are located. Also, obviously, people in bed at 7:30 in the morning, but people will be in bed at 11 at night and 11:30 at night as well. Couple of new stories about couples, couple of stories about couples essentially. So the first one, it seems like we have confirmation now that Pamela Anderson and Liam Neeson are dating. They're posing on the red carpet yet again, but People magazine has reported, according to the Mirror, that the couple are smitten with each other. They built a connection on set. It's a budding romance in the early stages, and they're enjoying each other's company. We heard rumours of this last week, but People magazine know their stuff, and they're saying that Liam and Pam are going out. Second bit of couples news is that in The Star, Katie Taylor is sparking speculation that she has got married after wearing what appears to be a wedding ring. So she was spotted with a band on her left ring finger during the build-up to her fight with Amanda Serrano. Katie has made no comment on suggestions that she's tied the knot. However, it does seem that she's been wearing the ring for a number of months, because it was first sighted in April. We don't know who Katie Taylor is going out with, but perhaps she has got married. So congratulations if that's true. And if not, well, then the papers have a bit of fodder for today. And then more couples news. One I wasn't expecting is that Katy Perry is sparking romance rumours with the former Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. This is in the Mail. Now, she has just split up with Orlando Bloom, but they seem to have had a cosy dinner date a couple of nights ago. They were filmed together in Montreal having dinner, and the pair leaned over the table towards one another as they chatted intimately. Now, maybe they are just friends, but it is quite interesting timing to announce your breakup from Orlando Bloom and then be spotted with Justin Trudeau. More about that in the Mail. Final story, great news for Ireland and great news for Achill Island, because it has landed itself a spot on a list of the most beautiful islands in the world. The Mayo Island beat the likes of the Greek island of Milos and Thailand's stunning Khao Leap to take number 8 on the 50 best islands in the world from Big 7 Travel. They say that Achill Island, with its wind-whipped Atlantic coastline, moss-green hills, sheltered bays and incredible sea wildlife, has earned its spot on the Big 7 Travel Guide to the best 50 islands in the world. Now, they do remind us you won't be swaying palm trees or guaranteed sunshine here, but you will find pristine beaches. More about that in The Star. Now, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.